Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What's insane?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
You know how people in India find out it's time to celebrate Eid? No, nothing to do with the moon. You just check when Salman Khan's film is releasing. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Every year, without fail, Bhai gives us Eid, and who cares whether the story makes sense or not, he's lighting up the screen like the moon lights up the sky. Wow, how poetic. Now, the movie that's going to release this year is called Bharat. The tagline is, a journey of a man and a nation together. Wow, man, what a tagline. Love story, patriotism, action, all rolled into one. Salman Khan plays a person whose family was affected by the partition of India and Pakistan, how he makes a promise to his dad to keep his family together, and follows his story from the time he was 18 till he's like 70 years old. Now, we've seen him with some makeup on in the trailer, making him look like an old man, by which I mean just a little older than he is in real life. But I want to see who plays him as an 18-year-old. I was checking the credits online, and Varun Dhawan plays Dhirubhai Ambani. What sort of movie are these guys making? Adding new flavors of masala. If this was biryani, they'd just ruin it. Anyway, Bharat is just one more movie that can be added to the list of patriotic and nation-loving movies that we've had in Bollywood. We're all big suckers for movies that unite us for a cause, right? And what unites all of us more than love for our nation? Let's take a look at a few other movies that are high on patriotism. Swadesh was one of the nicest movies Shah Rukh Khan did. He's played a lover boy way too many times on screen. He's played the bad guy a few times. But Swadesh truly, honestly brought out the best in him. I'm sure I wasn't the only one who believed he could act only after watching this movie. It's got a very unbelievable story, but it's set in a very believable manner. A NASA scientist gives up his job to come and help rural India. Where are these guys in real life? But anyway, it was a great movie and it had music by A.R. Rahman. What could go wrong with a movie after a cast like that, a story like that, and music like that? After Swadesh released, every time someone came back to India after being abroad for a while and someone tells you the story of how they missed India and how our country is the best, don't lie. I'm sure the soundtrack from the movie is playing in your head too. Thankfully, you don't have to be under the influence of some substance to tell people you're high. Because, how's the Josh? You have to say hi now. Uri is one of the most recent movies we've had in Bollywood that are super high on the patriotism quotient. It talks about the surgical strikes that happened in 2016. This movie was announced not even a year after the event actually took place, and it was made and released this year. I know it's about India, but a lot of it was shot in Serbia. Anyway, the story and the sentiments are what's important. And Vicky Kaushal had already done a lot of movies that sort of made people recognize him, like playing Sanju's friend and having a part to play in Masaan. But what really shot him to fame was his role in Uri. They were really clever with this catchphrase. Suddenly, everyone in India wanted to know what you were feeling like. Right from the Mumbai police to the Indian cricket team, everyone used this line. Maybe even your neighborhood auntie, instead of asking you when you'll be getting married, she's gonna want to know how's the Josh. How do you get the youth of India to be more patriotic? Just make a movie about the youth of India being patriotic. We always want to do what we see in the movies anyway. Rang De Basanti was a great movie because it didn't have crazy long speeches about loving your country and going out of the way to make sacrifices. It tells the story of youngsters who are just as confused about patriotism as any of us and how you can find answers to questions yourself. It had a whole bunch of people. One crazy fanatic that Atul Kulkarni played, a happy-go-lucky guy that Aamir Khan played. There's also Sharman Joshi, Siddharth, Kunal Kapoor and Sohali Khan and Madhavan. And the beautiful part is I think each of us will identify with at least one of these characters. These guys are all in university and they're just going about having their fun before they realize that there's so much more to life and you can take matters into your own hands if you need change. That doesn't mean we all just drop whatever we're doing and go protest outside parliament, but it just made us think about our responsibility as youth of the country. And that's a really tough job. Giving out a message and making you think without being preachy. Rakesh Omprakash Mehra did a brilliant job with this one, with some great help from A.R. Rahman and the music, of course. All that was great, but the only setback was they needed a big star in the movie to get someone to produce it. And a 40-year-old Aamir Khan played a college student in it. We got our independence from the British, but our film industry is still in the clutches of some old-fashioned producers. Lakshya and Bharat are nothing alike, except maybe the fact that a man discovers who he is while he's on a journey with his country. Lakshya stars Hrithik Roshan as a youngster who's totally confused in life and finds purpose once he joins the army. So it's set in the backdrop of the Kargil War. And as the war progresses, you see how this guy who has no aim in life has grown up to be an army officer. It was directed by Farhan Akhtar, who sort of always made movies that are very fresh in terms of how the story is told and how he presents it on screen. He also teamed up with his favorites for his music, Shankar Ehsaan Loy. That was a huge hit too. I don't know if the aim of the movie was to encourage people to join the army, but I do remember reading an article a few months after the movie released that that's what happened. So regular people who watch movies went to join the army, and actors who played soldiers on screen like Sunny Deol are joining politics. We'll never understand Bollywood. 1942 A Love Story is literally that. A love story that's set in 1942 in pre-independent India. There's a lot of patriotic dialogues in it, and it's also about how your political ideologies back in the day decided whether or not you could be united with your lover. It stars Anil Kapoor and Manisha Koirala in the lead roles and has a kick-ass supporting cast. It united two of our biggest loves as moviegoers in India, a passionate love story with passionate patriotism. It has great music by R.D. Burman, and it was his last release before he died, but the film won 9 Filmfare Awards and had 14 nominations after it came out. Imagine if this movie had released in 2019 and if Karan Johar had made it. It would have featured a love triangle and one of them would have been a Britisher. Sometimes the right people make the right Bollywood movies, thank God. Border released in the year 1997, and it was a movie that was inspired by real-life events that took place during the Indo-Pakistani War of 1971. Now, the incredible thing about this movie is that most war films usually are told in a manner where you feel extremely patriotic and you question what you're doing for your country, and encourages youngsters to think about joining the defense forces. But J.P. Datta made the movie to sort of question the motive behind war, to ask if war was really necessary, and how it affects so many lives when soldiers die at the border. A very heavy film and so meaningful, but what you'll mostly read about the cast is that big names like Saif Ali Khan and Ajay Devgan and Juhi Chawla turned down the role. It had a huge star cast, so obviously casting must have been a nightmare. But here's the thing, when the movie released across the world, Dil To Pagal Hai was the highest grosser, and then came Border after Dil To Pagal Hai. Forget Dil, when it comes to Bollywood, hum sab pagal hai. Chak De India, probably Shah Rukh Khan's second best film after Swadesh. Or maybe I'm just biased. But I love the fact that this superstar, the Badshah of Bollywood, decided to be in a movie about hockey, about women's hockey. It addressed a lot of issues of regionalism, of language issues, discrimination against women, the other domestic issues that women may face. But whether it was boys or girls watching the film, towards the end of the movie, every single person who was watching it just wanted these girls in blue to score that damn goal and win the match. You might have watched the movie like 10 times, but the climax will still make you bite your nails. Now that's how you know it's a kick-ass movie. Girls fighting on one team to make India win. Best form of patriotism ever. What gets us Indians nostalgic and in tears? Movies and cricket matches. And of course, it'll be a hit if you combine the both of them. Lagan was one of those Bhelpuri type movies where you put a lot of things together. This one had rain issues and tax issues and love issues and caste issues and British issues. That's a lot of issues, but the movie's a hit because it has a happy ending. Actually, is it? When the movie ends, it looks like India got all it wanted. But I don't think we wanted these potholes. Anyway, the movie had all of us rooting for one Indian team against the bad boy British team. And the climax goes on and on and on. But which Indian will complain if the climax is a cricket match? Still one of the best patriotic movies to have ever come out of Bollywood. Every time you watch a patriotic movie, it shouldn't be like that feeling lasts only till we get out of the theater, no? Bollywood has given us enough inspiration for things like fashion and relationships and every other kind of goal. So maybe we should take it a little more seriously when we watch movies about doing our bit for the country. Let's see how Bharat turns out. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.